A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The English language is constantly changing, and I try to roll with it. For instance, the word Yahoo once described a race of brutish creatures in Gulliver's Travels. Then it was used to describe crass, stupid people. What a bunch of Yahoos! Now, it's a website, it's email, and for that matter, Google only became a word in the last 20 years, so I try to keep up, but when it comes to words that used to be good, and now they're bad, it's a little harder to break habits. I mean, this summer I understood when the Entomological Society of America changed the name of the gypsy moth because it's a slur against the Romani people, inferring that like moths, Romani strip everything they can and then move on. I get it. But what I hear you can't talk about shark attacks anymore, I can't quite get there. In Australia, oceanographers have stopped using the term shark attack because it makes us hate sharks at a time when their population is dwindling and they might disappear. Better to call them shark incidents or shark encounters. If we soften the language, they think we'll want to save the sharks that serve a vital role in the ocean's ecosystem. In Massachusetts, Brandeis University has come up with a list of terms to avoid. I kind of get that you should avoid the term rule of thumb. Rule of thumb supposedly comes from an old British law allowing men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than your thumb. But there's no evidence that it's true. Brandeis also says you should avoid the term picnic, because people would supposedly picnic while watching lynchings in the South. If things like this trigger you, you can't use the word trigger at Brandeis, because a trigger warning references guns and violence. I try to keep up with the language, but seriously, what a bunch of yahoos.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.